My Aunt Kathy is one of the sweetest people you could ever meet. She's always asking how you're doing and if you needed anything. She was there for you. And Kathy always had a passion and a hope for the future, no matter the circumstances that she faced. In 1989, my Uncle Vince, who's also my godfather, except every time I talk to him, I have to say, it's my godfather, because it's the family. So my Uncle Vince, I mean, what a great name, Vinny, too. But, and my Aunt Kathy, they had their second child, Jacob. However, Jacob was born with Down syndrome, and he also had a heart defect. He was a fighter, but he was also a lover. After multiple surgeries, at 13 months old, he passed away. We all mourned his loss, but it hit Kathy especially hard. However, she continued to hope from that day forward to have another child. And this was fulfilled when Hannah was born just a few years later. In addition to loving and raising my cousins Amanda and Hannah, Kathy and Butch, well, they wanted to help other families impacted by Down syndrome. Kathy became very involved in the local Down syndrome community and Special Olympics. And through the years, Kathy has loved every child and every adult she's ever worked with through the years, often building lifelong friendships. After her heartbreaking loss, her hope to make a difference for others was coming true. Well, this past April, we spent Easter morning with Kathy and Vince up in Minnesota, and when we attended their church that morning, Kathy was quite the celebrity. Most everyone knew her, and when they found out I was her nephew, they told me how much they loved her and what a special person was. I wasn't surprised, because that was Kathy. In October 2020, Kathy received a diagnosis that would knock most of us for a loop. But instead of falling into despair, she redoubled her prayer life and asked everyone she met to pray for her. Kathy had been diagnosed with cancer and immediately prescribed 6 weeks of intensive chemotherapy and radiation. A month after this, she had to go through 5 more rounds of radiation. And during this time, Kathy hoped and prayed for healing. 6 weeks had passed since her last treatment, and she was now cancer-free. Despite the setbacks, her hope for a better tomorrow came true. She believed God would get her through it, and he did. And this leads us to today's scripture, a story of hope for a better tomorrow with Zechariah and Elizabeth. I'll be reading from the NIV version, and this is Luke 1, 5 through 15. I'm going to need these. In the time of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time of burning incense came, all assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you, to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. And after this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." The word of God for the people of God. So, let us pray. Father, as we enter this season of Advent, open our hearts so our hope and longing bring us in a closer relationship with you. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Zechariah and Elizabeth were blameless and devoted. They were doing everything right, yet they couldn't have a child. Back then, there was no Social Security, no retirement fund to take care of you when you stopped working. There was no disability insurance or a safety net to take care of you when something went wrong. You relied on your children to take care of you as you aged. However, as they were getting older, they still had hope that they would have a child. And we know this because when Gabriel appeared to Zechariah in the temple, he said, "Your prayer has been heard." By all accounts, Zechariah and Elizabeth were living a godly and faithful life. However, they were still disappointed at how things were turning out. And in fact, Elizabeth even said that she was disgraced among her people because she could not have a child. I'm sure we've all had a situation where we hope for something that was dear or important to us, the health of a loved one, being able to have a child, finding someone to be our life partner and spouse, a new job, or one that'll last more than a year. However, as Zechariah and Elizabeth were finding out as they aged without having a child, that God doesn't promise us all sunshine and roses. But their faith and their hope for the future still held true. They continued to serve and lead a blameless life. Before the angel appeared, God never promised to fulfill their hopes and dreams, but yet they continued on. Kathy hoped to be able to beat cancer and live many more years, and by 2021, she had. She believed her hopes were fulfilled. God always listens to our prayers. He always hears us. And in fact, he knows what we're going to say even before we do, and even before we say it. I was always taught growing up in the church that prayers are always answered. But sometimes it's a yes, many times it's no, but sometimes it's not yet or not the way you expect. Those times when we think God isn't listening to us or is turned away from us can absolutely be hard. Psalm 42 says this, "By day, the Lord directs his love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." God's saying to put our hope in him when we're desperate, when we're thirsty, when we have that longing that aches within us. This is the time we need to turn to him. This is much the same way the world was leading up to the birth of Christ. And this is how we look at the Advent season. This is a time that we long for the Messiah to save the world. During Advent, we have this opportunity to draw closer to him, to find solace in the hope that he offers for us. Kathy continued to be strong in remission. She was active in her church and with the Down syndrome community. She continued to tend her garden and live on Vince and their children. Kathy wanted to be healed, and for a time she was, but the cancer returned. Much more aggressively than before, and she began treatment again in 2024. She renewed her hope and her prayers for healing. During this longing period, during this time waiting for her hopes to come true, she drew again closer to God. She remembered her prayers from the first round, from the first time she went through chemo. And she knew that God helped heal her before, and she prayed for that again, to be healed. We can look at this time as unmet hope, when we feel forgotten, when the bad comes back. But remember the words of Psalm 42, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." This passage tells us to continue to focus on God and wait for him. For Kathy, this was a time of transformation, of knowing what's truly important to her. She knew the stakes, and she drew closer to God and to her family and to her friends, all while she continued to pray for the miracle of health. This Advent season is a time for us to be transformed through our relationship with God. The Brought to the Light Advent series is an opportunity for us. Waiting for the birth of the Messiah can transform us if we let it. Zachariah and Elizabeth's hope for a child was eventually fulfilled in their later years. However, the dream they had of a child who would grow up and be able to care for them as they continued to age, well, it didn't pan out the way they thought. And in fact, God's fulfillment to their longings and the answer to their prayers looked so much different than what they had imagined. John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for the Messiah. But what parent hopes for that their child will grow up and go live in the wilderness and eat locusts and honey all of their life? They loved him, and as he grew up, they cared for him. But there was a cost to his ministry and an early death he suffered under Herod. Their answered dream wasn't what they had expected. Our fulfilled and unfulfilled hopes sometimes have additional challenges or burdens we can't foresee. God's answers to our hopes are not always straightforward, but they are always part of his plan. In the reading this morning, as we lit the first Advent candle, we heard about a son that will be given, a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, a prince of peace. God answered Mary's prayer, but not in the way she fully expected either. Kathy's hope continued to shine as she took every opportunity to be with family and friends. She knew that the recurrence of cancer meant more struggles and treatment ahead. But she prayed. She prayed for many things, and she prayed to be able to see her first grandchild. God answered Kathy's prayer in May with the birth of Lila. However, all this time, the cancer continued to spread, and in early this fall, she was placed under hospice care. Kathy's hope for health continued, and she knew God was going to answer her prayer. During this time of longing and for healing, her focus continued to change, and her hope was also to celebrate her life with family and friends. And on November 1st, she had a celebration. She was able to hug and hold onto those that meant so much to her. And on Monday morning last week, Kathy finally received what she had hoped for, to be completely healed from cancer, except it wasn't the way that any of us wanted or expected. And at 5 a.m. local time in Minnesota, Kathy was accepted into the arms of Jesus, and she was completely healed. Hope is important. We don't know what the future will hold, but we know that God has a plan for us. And part of that plan is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Zachariah and Elizabeth had hoped for a child, and God delivered John, who played a very important role in preparing the way for Christ and returning many people to God's plan. Revelation 21 tells of our future, gives us hope. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there's no longer any sea. It tells us that God's dwelling place will be among the people, and that there will be a new Jerusalem. God gives us hope for the future. For the glory of God will give the city light, and the Lamb will be its lamp. We don't know the future. We don't know what's going to happen. We hope for something, not knowing if it's going to come true. But our faith in Christ tells us this: Christian hope is not aimless optimism. It's the hope that we were saved into, a hope that gives us the strength to wait patiently for what we do not see. What are you hoping for? What unmet need has created longing in you? And during this Advent season, where must you wait patiently with hope? The world was looking for a Messiah, and many thought it was going to be the larger-than-life figure coming down from heaven, but instead the Messiah arrives as an infant, born in a stable and laid in a manger. Our focus should be toward Christ. And over the next 4 weeks, we have an opportunity to transform ourselves with longing for a greater relationship with God and the hope that Christ will be sent to save us. We have an opportunity to be brought into the light. Let us pray.